stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Bruschetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Wednesday, April 11th.
Good morning. Yeah, I couldn't hear you for a second.
I know. What's going on here?
I don't know.
You can hear me now, right?
It's like they're playing that game. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think so. And my computer's on the fritz now, too. So,
really? It's
yeah.
not working now?
I don't know.
Why?
Electricity, something's going crazy.
The hell with that, man. What a way to start the day, huh? And it's raining for you on top of everything.
You know I hate the damn rain. And I was up so early today. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to go on a jog. This is great. I'm like, damn it, rain.
Yeah.
What the hell?
So did you jog at all in the rain or what?
No.
No.
No, I was going to. Uh-huh. And then I ran into a friend and that didn't happen. So, yeah.
Well, that's cool. So while we're here, we're in one piece. And
we are.
Good.
Yes.
Yeah. What was the traffic bad? I mean, was it raining?
It was really bad. Yeah. Well, it was weird because, like, there was an accident or something, I think, where I get on and I just sit there. And I'm like, it's where the 101 and the other, I don't know what the hell it is, 134 or whatever, they split.
Right.
And I'm just sitting here like, and I don't know any other way to get here.
I know.
I'm like, oh, well.
Oh, man, those freeways, I'm telling you.
I know.
It's too much.
It's all because of the rain. See, you and your damn rain.
It's not because of the rain. Relax. There's accidents every day. Well, okay. So I just wanted to bring up the fact that I know you don't care, but...
apparently but it's about politics.
The Republican race, yeah. But Rick Santorum is out, so now we're... it's a different ball game now, so just so you know.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, I know you don't care, but some people might, so...
Some people
might. Bring it up, yeah. Anyway, you invited a couple of very special guests to the studio. Why don't you go ahead and introduce them to us?
Awesome. So we have JT and Sarah here from ABCs of Attraction joining us today. So they're gonna tell us a little... you know, how to pick up chicks and whatnot.
Sounds good. I'm always interested in that.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show. And what's going on?
I hear an echo.
Are you hearing echo and stuff now?
See, I'm telling you, I'm like, there is something crazy happening today.
Talk now.
Echo.
Something's going on. We're not hearing from the right microphone. What's going on?
And you know what? Mercury is not in retrograde anymore,
it's
so
not?
I can't blame that.
Really?
No.
So what do you think it is?
I don't know. Your energies. No, I'm kidding. Okay. Yeah. All of it together.
I think we're better now, right?
Yeah, no? I think so.
No, it still sounds like crap. Okay. Well, sorry about that. I knew something's wrong here. I just don't know what the hell it is, and it's really irritating. Okay. All right. Well, let's do the show this way. Welcome to the show, JT.
Thank you for having us.
And of course. And Sarah, welcome to the show.
Hi there.
And so you guys are both from L.A.?
Well, that's where we live. That's where we're based out of.
Where are you originally from, JT?
Texas.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. And how long ago did you move here?
Well, I've lived in Los Angeles on and off for about 10 years. I used to be like an aerospace engineer before I got into picking up women. Like literally a rocket scientist.
A rocket scientist.
And I used to work out in like El Segundo of Boeing and Raytheon, and I did like NASA spacecraft projects and stuff like that.
So.
Interesting.
So you must have worked hard just to get to that point.
Yeah.
What made you decide you're going to do something else?
Well, you know what? Yeah, it's like what I did was rocket science, and then I had a girlfriend in college. But when I moved out to Los Angeles, I thought I was the big man on campus. Out in like Hollywood and LA, I was like, my God, I suck with women. I was like so awful. Like everything I did, like speed dating and blind dates and internet dating, complete.
So you
utter
tried
failure.
All that. You tried all that. Wow. And you weren't getting very, very successful.
No, I remember when I went speed dating, you know, at first I was selective. I said, I'm only going to pick like the hottest chick, the most beautiful banging girl.
Yeah.
And it didn't work out, obviously. So then the next time I went, I was like, all right, I'm only pick like the okay to cute ones, like half of them. Right. You know, at least I'll get like a couple of dates. I get the results back the next day. No one picks me.
Wow.
And so like finally like, all right, I'm desperate here. Yeah. All right, someone's got to pick me. And so I pick every single girl. Doesn't matter if she's got like, you know, a wandering eye or anything like that. And yeah. I get the results back the next day and still no one picked me. At that point, I was like, what's going on? Like, what's wrong?
Yeah, something's wrong with me.
Yeah.
You're like putting out maybe too much desperation in a way, you think?
Probably like that cologne of desperation.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
But basically after that, I basically had to learn, you know, to me as an engineer, I have a very kind of methodical, you know, scientific way of approaching right. things. Mm-hmm. So I was like, here's a problem. Let me research the problem, find a solution and apply said solution mm-hmm. until it's fixed. So yeah. I tried a lot of different things. And that's when I got into like dating advice and pickup, the mm-hmm. entire pickup kind of artist community. Have you guys ever seen like the VH1 sure. pickup artist show?
I actually knew him. I have a story about that guy. I wound up at his house once.
Really?
Very interesting. I didn't really? Do anything, I will say, but I was like, what?
Sure you
why
did.
Am I here? I was in the hot tub. I did get a naked, but I didn't do anything because I liked his friend. I didn't even like him. I liked his friend. But I was like, whatever. He did lure us in. And I don't even know how he did it.
He did something right.
I don't even know how. Yeah. But you know what? We used to say, he told me he was actually in magic. He was a magician as well. Mm-hmm. So we started talking about all kinds of like parallels and magic and things like that. And then I realized, oh my God, you totally did something to us without us realizing.
Really?
This is, yeah, I'm in this house. Yeah. And it was creepy because it was a huge mansion up in the hills with no furniture, really. And I was
yeah,
like,
I remember that.
I was kind of like, where's all your stuff? And I remember like asking, you know, because I thought it was really shady. Did you just rent this house to like rape chicks or something? And I started like becoming like thinking these crazy things.
Wow.
Yeah, but this is way before the show. And then he told right. me his idea of what he was doing, like way before everything.
Yeah.
We were drunk and in the hot tub and being stupid, but yeah. I didn't do anything. I was yeah. proud of myself. I was okay. like, you didn't get me.
You got my girlfriend, but you didn't get
exactly.
me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, so you started getting better at it. I mean, how did you decide, okay, I'm going to like really succeed at this?
Well, the thing is like, I never set out to do this as a job or anything
right.
like that.
Yeah.
I had started probably what was the first Asian American dating blog out there. It was back in like 2005 when blogs were like the new big thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And so I was putting my name, my face out there, and I was pretty just honest about it. I was, you know, writing about my adventures and my misadventures, my good dates and my really embarrassing dates. And what ended up happening was I started gathering a following until one day a Chinese Canadian mother called me up from Toronto to help out her son who had been harassed by neo-Nazis throughout high school. And so he had never been on a date in his entire life.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Jeez.
So like I never wanted to do this as a job. And I get this phone call and she says, I'm going to fly you out to Canada,
wow.
you know, pay for your flight, pick you up in a car, set you up in a hotel. And oh, by the way, I'll pay you money. I'm like, wow, that's so cool.
Okay.
Yeah. And I think what it was like, you know, the people were attracted or drawn to my blog and to me, it was because, you know, with all due respect to Mystery, who's like a friend of mine, is like, he's awesome. But he is essentially a 6 foot tall, decent looking white guy. I am a 5 foot five, like average looking Asian guy. This is as good as it gets. But as they say, I have like the face of radio. I'm like a very average guy. And so people were drawn to the fact that I didn't have like a lot of like the natural advantages of being tall or being good looking or being rich or anything like that.
Right.
All I had was like personality.
Right.
That was it. So.
Yeah. Well, sounds good.
Aww.
So, yeah, I mean, so this was happening while you were working and everything.
Mm-hmm.
At what point did you decide, that's it, I'm going to do something out of this?
Well, one thing that was occurring in parallel was that not only was I learning about kind of the social dating matrix of the subtext and unwritten rules that no one talks about when it comes to dating and male to female relationship,
mm-hmm.
was that I was looking at kind of the corporate politics that was happening around me in the office, mm-hmm. and I was slowly realizing that there was a subtext to what was happening around the office,
mm-hmm.
because I was busting my ass and I was like, you know, testing spacecraft and I was training entire teams of people to fly spacecraft because
wow.
I worked at Mission Control Center, so I'd be training people like were
so
older,
cool.
older than me and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then one day, this girl, there was like five of us who had been brought into the same company, and three of us were minorities and two were white. And the girl got promoted like literally like four levels above where we were.
Wow.
And I later found out it was because she was sleeping not only with her boss, but she was like the department head's like, you know, pet teacher. You know,
wow,
teacher.
Yeah.
And the thing is, like, I was busting. Wow. We were all busting her ass. Yeah. And at that point, I realized a certain level that there is, you know, more going on, that simply busting my ass, working hard, is not the only way to success, because yeah, there are things, you know, mm-hmm, survivor type politics going on.
That's true, yeah.
And mm-hmm, so like after that, I was like, okay, you know what? I'd rather be my own boss, because the only one that can fire you is you.
Yourself, yeah,
yeah. That's true. And you can have as many pets as you want. Yeah.
Copy that. Yeah.
Speaking of which, one is right, yeah, here.
Oh.
So, Sarah, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You're not originally from L.A. either?
No, I'm originally from Indiana.
Indiana? Mm-hmm. Well, I can see that, like the Midwest.
Yeah,
I
see that,
right?
Too. Mm-hmm.
Very blondish hair and everything. Well, welcome to the show.
Thanks.
When did you move out here?
Back in 2008. And JT and his business partner were some of the first people I met when I moved here.
Mm-hmm.
And I've just kind of been helping out ever since.
Wow.
On and off.
So what made you decide to move from Indiana to LA?
I wanted to be an actress.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Like, I'm here.
Isn't that usually the reason?
That usually is the, yeah, dream. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, people are like, they would move out here to be a model or actress, mm-hmm, pretty much. And then you kind of, yeah, fell into this.
Yeah. Yeah. I went to theater school and then I helped out with them. We teach things called boot camps, which is a 3-day, 3-night class.
Mm-hmm.
And so I help out on boot camps. Basically, my job title is a wing girl. So.
Oh, I know that. Yeah. That I am the wing girl all the
for
time.
Sure.
So I can reel them in all you want. So I totally,
yeah,
get you.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk about that in a minute.
Sure.
But so you moved into this town.
Mm-hmm.
Did you find any modeling, acting work in the beginning? Or
not initially. I think
no?
Much like a lot of people that come here, it's hard to get your start here, and it's hard to get your bearings.
Right.
I was lucky that I ran into these guys when I first moved here, because it kind of gave me a nice little niche to fall into,
mm-hmm,
and something fun to do.
Right. So you met them. Where did you guys meet?
At a club in
at
Hollywood.
At a club.
Yeah.
Oh. And he was picking you up. Is that what happened?
I was dating his business partner.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, Johnny Wolf is his name.
I see. Okay. And then you met through there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so you had been dating his partner for a while?
No, I met his partner first when they were kind of looking for demo girls to help out on a boot camp that they were filming.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like me and two other girls. One of them was Claire St. Clair.
Mm-hmm. I know Claire St. Clair.
Yeah.
I've worked with her before.
Yeah. We've had her on the show before.
Oh.
You. Yeah.
Yeah.
She was on the Extends girl. So she was on the Extends.
I was about to say, we discovered her first.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's on the commercials with me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's all over Facebook.
You're on Extends.
I'm the Extends spokesperson. Or I was for 8 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, he knows what that is.
He doesn't.
It was late night commercials.
Oh, yeah. That was me. Every single one. That was my face. No more.
It's still
last
funny.
Year was last year.
You had to cut the cord.
That's, you know, out of all the things I've done, that's the thing that I get recognized the most. And I'm like, oh,
yeah,
my God, please. Actually, I Twittered yesterday about something, and they're like, about one of the political things that you had said, and they're like, the penis girl is mad. I'm like, I wrote back, I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you? I'm so mad.
The penis girl. So do they have a new girl now?
They have one of the girls from, I forget her name, she's like a YouTube sensation that kind of took over, so
right.
I was too expensive.
Yeah.
It's okay.
All right.
Old habits die hard.
Yeah.
So how did Sierra Sinclair get into all this?
Claire Sinclair.
Oh,
yeah.
What was that? I'm sorry.
Claire St. Clair.
Claire St. Clair.
Yeah.
She's like Miss October, as was the 2011.
I think we're talking about just different ones. Anyway, go on. Is she like a porn star?
No,
okay, she's a Playboy.
Okay, so we're talking about someone else. Never mind. Okay.
No, at the same time, we were running that boot camp where we brought in Sarah, we brought in a couple other girls. And Claire happened to be one of those other girls.
Mm.
And this is the time, you know, where she was still, like, looking to do, like, modeling, stuff like that. So
Simply
brought her in to be one of the girls that our students could practice having a conversation with. Because she's attractive and Sarah's attractive. And it helps students to go through a dry run in a safe setting before we throw them out to the sharks.
I see. Okay. So you decided you're going to do like a boot camp?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How did that come about? I mean, how
A lot of men need it.
Really?
Yes. I actually created a show years ago, very similar to what, and it was called Wing Girls. Mm. And it was very similar. Yeah. Women teaching men how to dress, how to talk. Don't say that. Why would you say that? Why would you do this? What is wrong with you?
Yeah.
What are you wearing? Exactly. What the hell are their shoes? Ew, get your nails done. Disgusting. You know, like, whatever. Yeah. A bunch of things.
Basically.
Yeah.
Boy, you're brutal.
I mean, they need it. Yeah. They need it.
We call it, like, tough love, but without the love.
There you go.
Yeah, it's just tough. But a boot camp is a 3-day and 3-night program. So it's like 10 hours of every day. It's like 30 hours of hard work and hard play.
Mm-hmm.
And it covers basically everything. I mean, you know, granted, there's only so much time in a weekend that you can compress so much knowledge. But a lot of our guys, I know a lot of people have this conception of what type of men go into it.
Mm-hmm.
But because like half of our clients are probably like minorities or Asian, like they tend to be very well educated, like, mm-hmm. you know, 6-figure white collar. Probably went to an Ivy League university, and so they're very smart, but they're very kind of shy. These are the guys that you probably cheated off of them or did your homework for you.
I'll show you a little bit of booby if you let me see.
Yeah, help you with the score.
A lot of guys just need a basic structure for pickup. They just literally have no idea what to do, and they're like, tell me the steps, tell me the system, and I can do it like that, but I can't just learn it on my own. Somewhere in their life, they didn't have a role model or mm-hmm. someone to guide them through.
Or maybe they put so much into their work that it's like they work so hard, they don't know how to, you know, socialize or how to, you know.
Right.
I think the average age, like a Caucasian American loses their virginity, is something like 16.
Mm-hmm.
But the average age of an Asian American is like 20. Really? So there's like a 4-year deficit. Like, I didn't kiss my first girl until I was 20.
Right.
And this is my college girlfriend.
Wow.
And she's the one that chose me. Mm-hmm. Looking back, you know, I asked her, why did she date me? And she explained it. And it was like fascinating, because now that I look back and her answer, it uses a lot of the kind of attraction and pickup, you know, quote unquote techniques.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But at the time, I'm like, okay, cool, you know. But it was complete luck. She is mm-hmm. ultimately the one that chose me.
Mm.
That's
sounds
great,
good,
though.
Yeah. So, my question is, why do you have to wait until you're 20? I mean, is there a problem with the Asian women that they don't want to have any?
It's just like our culture.
Our culture
is very conservative.
Right.
And I don't know if you guys have heard like the entire kind of paper tigers or tiger moms. Phenomenon of Asian parenting being very strict, and you know, pursuing excellence in academics and your career and your college education,
mm-hmm.
but by sacrificing your social life. And it's not just Asians. We find like we have quite a few like non-Asian clientele. Like half of our guys are like non-Asian.
Mm.
It's just whoever, you know, were shy and like probably highly educated. And, you know, weren't like the high school football jocks or anything like that.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we do have a pretty wide range, but it definitely follows a pattern of highly specialized gentlemen
mm-hmm.
who, you know, instead of being, you know, more well-rounded, including social aspects, it was all about academics.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, Sarah, did you feel you were qualified for this, to be a wing woman and give
She's
advice?
She's like, I can bring it in.
Well, it's kind of funny, in the pickup artist industry, there's not necessarily like a certification program, for example. There's no like set training that you have to go through to call yourself a wing girl or a pickup artist.
Right.
Most of the people out there teaching have learned from experience and have learned from doing and putting products out there and holding boot camps. I think coming into it, I initially had experience as a female going on terrible dates and getting hit on poorly on a daily basis. And of course, as I've gone along, I've learned a whole lot about the community as a whole, because there's a ton of material out there. There's a ton of different routines and points of view. And I think we fall into a really good middle ground there, because we're pretty relatable to all types of people.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, so you were saying that, you know, people did not know how to approach you and things like that. What are some of the mistakes that guys make?
Most of the time.
Why are you laughing?
Because I already started.
There's a misconception out there, I think, that guys have to kind of put girls down, kind of insult them.
Really?
To
pick them up?
Make them feel emotional.
Huge.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
When I was younger, not uh-huh. really now. If you do that to me now, I'll be like, what did you just say to me? Get
yeah.
the fuck away from me. You idiot.
So what age are we
Back
talking about?
Back in the day, yeah.
Really?
Like, when I was, yeah. Go ahead.
Well, I think like a lot of guys will come up and they'll insult you in, mm-hmm. and they'll think they're being funny sort of, but they don't really yeah. do it in a physically
That's
funny
like
way.
That's like a
with
childish the, behavior,
yes,
right?
Right. I mean, it's well, very high school mentality.
Yeah.
Very old school yeah. mentality.
Even middle school. I mean, you know, when you try to pick up girls, you sort of became obnoxious with them.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
There's also a problem with guys coming up and just taking value, like mm-hmm. asking you question after question after mm-hmm. question about yourself, mm-hmm. And just kind of hammering those in. And quite frankly, it's boring mm.
and it's
annoying.
Old
and it's annoying. Yeah.
yeah.
And they're just really. taking and not really offering anything
right.
back.
Right. But I thought women like when the guys don't talk about themselves, no?
It's
when
giving,
they're interested
it's a conversation,
in you.
So it's yeah. a balance, you know? Yeah. Like, I honestly think it's creepy if you're asking me a million things. I'm like, what?
Yeah, so it's like
weird. Like, whoa,
like he's
stop.
Interrogating you or something.
I want to be like, here's my bio. Go read it online, please.
Yeah.
You know, like, it gets annoying.
Yeah, it's great to relate with the girl on a baser level.
Yeah.
It's also great to tell really interesting stories about yourself that make you look like an even cooler guy.
Mm.
Like, if you look at a businessman in a suit walking down the street, you don't assume that maybe he likes to skydive as a hobby, mm. you know? So
yeah.
he would then tell a story about his adventures skydiving. It's kind of like showing a side of yourself that isn't apparent on mm. the outside.
Just different.
Right.
Yeah, makes you stand out.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, has that, like, helped you with dating as well?
Ooh.
Knowing all this stuff? No, huh?
In my dating life, I think it's been more of a deterrent. I'm better able to... When a guy initially approaches me or I meet a guy, I'm better able to tell what type of person he is fairly quickly.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I kind of judge on a little bit harsher scale. Not uh-huh. that I'm mean to guys on any sort of level, but I do judge a little bit more differently, I think, than the average not wing girl would.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, sounds good. So,
I'm right there with you.
Yeah. I mean, it's like there's such a... such a gap between men and women, you know, it's like in the communication and stuff. So so tell us a little bit about the boot camp. What do you guys do there? What can someone expect in the boot camp?
We can expect a lot of honesty, sometimes like brutal honesty, because some of our guys, they are completely oblivious as to how they're projecting themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, there's that saying, you know, you're killing them with kindness, where their mm-hmm. friends...
Oh, or, you look
you
good,
know,
you look
yeah,
good.
Yeah, and reality is like, yeah. dude, like, where did you get that suit? Like, seriously. You know, we've had students that have, like, old man suit. I'm
oh
like, come on, let's yeah. update that. Or their hair or their shoes. It is a policy of honesty. Like, we do right. tell them, you have to expect we will give you constructive criticism. It's not that we're trying to be like a-holes, but mm-hmm. we are trying to help you improve.
Right.
Because we're giving you the truth that no one else wanted to give you.
Yeah.
But, or lesson plan, excuse me.
Yeah. So, like, are a lot of guys having trouble, like, the way they look and stuff, the way they present themselves, clothing, grooming, things
say,
like
yeah,
that?
Right?
So, well, I mean, more than that is the fact that our clientele tend to be, like, average guys. And they're not, like, ugly or they're not, like, super handsome. They're average. Which means, especially in a city like Los Angeles, you're competing against a pretty elite crew. Mm-hmm. So they have to step up their game. If they want the mm-hmm. woman of their dreams, they need to become the man of her dreams.
Personality is a big
yeah, it, it has to be a huge thing. And, you know, if they're going to be generic, they're going to get generic results. Mm-hmm. And all these guys, they want a beautiful, intelligent, attractive woman.
Mm-hmm.
So that means that they need to be themselves attractive, confident men.
Right.
And
confidence
so we,
is key, yeah.
you know, we put these guys through their paces mm-hmm. from the first day to the last night.
Yeah.
And we talk about how to approach the body language, their inner kind of mental thought processes, sense of humor, how to like get phone numbers, how to appropriately kiss, what is the proper way to touch a girl without being creepy, how to set up your apartment, how to go on first dates, you know.
So these are things you learned. Did you learn this from women or how did you figure this out?
I it was both from my own practical experience. Right. And then some girls would do that to me. I'm like, wow, that was pretty good. I'm gonna write that down. That was like, that was smooth, girl. But yeah, it's like the accumulated knowledge of my peers and what I learned myself.
Yeah.
Now, do they sleep over somewhere? Because you said it's like a whole entire weekend. Do they stay somewhere overnight or do they just come back each day?
Well, basically, if they're coming in from out of town, they get it like a hotel.
Okay, I wasn't sure if you guys like put them up somewhere, and it was like this whole, because you said day and night, so I wasn't sure.
Right. Okay. There's a classroom portion that goes typically out here in LA. It's 2 to 6, and then break. You know, go to dinner. You know, relax, bond with their fellow students, and then we got to like a Hollywood or a downtown bar club between cool. 10 to 2.
Yeah.
I would love to see that. I think that would be so fun.
It sounds interesting, yeah.
You know what's interesting is I know a lot of people have preconceptions about what we do because they've only seen what the TV show, they read the book, or they've heard rumors. But the reality is every time we've had like an outside person come in, mm-hmm. whether it's a reporter or, you know, just someone that wants to sit in, they think it's amazing, especially the girls. I swear to God, like we've had like several like Emmy-winning female reporters. And they come in, they film the boot camp and watch us. They think this is like awesome sauce.
Yeah, really?
I think it is great because I really think that there are so many men out there that have such, like I've met so many guys that have so much potential. But it's like I don't have the time to groom you.
Groom
yes.
Them,
yeah. Like I just don't. So I'm like I have some good friends that are like that. And I try occasionally, but I can't just babysit and like just, I can't, like if he has a date, then I'll be like, hey, don't wear that and say this and don't do that. Yeah. And you know, one of my friends in particular reads a lot of the books. I'm sure he's like, I mean, I forget the one guy that you have to like go and get your nails done and do like girly things. Do you know, I forget what really? Makeup artist that is. Yeah, and you can't like go to the next step till you finish the one or whatever. And you have to like go into a clothing shop and ask a girl, like, what would you dress, if you dress me up, what would you dress me up as? And he has to go and like to learn confidence basically. Yeah. It was really cool actually. I forget what book it was, but yeah.
If someone asked you that, you wouldn't think they're creepy or something in the
no,
clothing store?
No, because I would think they're lost, and I'm like, oh, cute. I like helping guys like, with clothes, especially. And then
it's all in the execution, because what we say is like beginners think what to say, the average think how to say it, and then the experts think where. So, you know, the oldest pickup line in the book is, hi, my name's JT.
Right. So. Yeah, and you just kind of introduce yourself.
Yeah, I think a lot of guys overcomplicate it, and I think a lot of guys sit at home and read lots of forums and material online and buy lots of DVDs and CDs and things like that, and they never actually go out, which is the biggest
hurdle.
Yeah,
they just learn the theory of it.
Yeah, they kind of, in their brain, they understand the hows and the whys and the execution, but they can't actually execute it because they rarely go out of their house.
You need like the feedback of real people, especially women, which is why I've always tried to include a female perspective or presence in our programs. I think it's a vital part of it because otherwise it's just kind of creepy to have like a bunch of dudes the entire weekend and they hit on some girls and they come back and it's still all dudes. Right. Like here these guys are, you know, they're getting in the game to get girls, but all they're doing is hanging out with guys.
Right.
So I've always tried to make it a point to always have like Sarah or like a girl in a program because you need that female feedback.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. No, absolutely. Now, do you go out on the field as well? I mean, do you actually play the wing woman?
I do. I go out when we have LA boot camps and sometimes I'll travel with the company if it's a really large boot camp. Mm-hmm. Basically I go out and I'm there for social proof. Mm-hmm. If, beautiful girls there with a group of Asian students, for example, and I'm hanging out and we're all being really social and fun, everybody's going to wonder what these guys have and why I'm hanging out with them.
Yeah.
And it gets a lot of attention, and it also gives them someone to introduce like a group of girls to, and I can talk to the friends while they talk to their main target, things like that.
Wow. Do you actually give them advice while you're doing this?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I teach a little bit of the class as well, of the lecture portion, and then I give lots of pep talks. I'm kind of like the mama bear, the pickup.
Do you guys, so when they go out on the field and they're like, okay, I like this girl, I'm going to go after her, what should I do kind of thing? Or they go and do it, like, do you have like earpieces so you can hear stuff? Like, do you say that? Or like,
no, it's not that, it's not
that
all
high
that
tech.
Technical. basically, it's, you know, we go out on the field and we'll see a group of girls and, you know, it's a combination of directing them to approach that set of girl, or maybe we'll open that center girl and introduce them. There is a certain amount of balance, because sometimes what we'll find is the student will become completely dependent upon us to do all the talking.
Yeah.
And the reality is, you know, you shouldn't care what I'm saying. All I'm doing is trying to occupy that one girl so you can talk to the girl that you find attractive.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But then what happened is, like, if I stay too long, everybody would just shut up and listen to me talk. And that's not why you're there. That's not why they're paying, like, all this money.
Right.
So I was like, all right, dude, just talk to her, you know?
It's a lot easier to spy on our students than you would think, because everyone's there having a good time at a bar, club drinking, and I can be this far away, like 3 feet away, just like I can listen in basically. And even if I'm far away, you can tell from their body language and what's happening, if it's going well or not. And if it's not going well, we can always come in and fix it.
Wow. Do you guys find it hard or easier to go up to, like, one girl or, like, two girls or, like, a group? Which one's more, I mean, it's more intimidating, I guess, a group, or is it easier because you can kind of...
Yeah, but how often do you have a girl by yourself sitting there?
More often than you do.
Yeah.
Really?
I go out by myself sometimes.
You do?
Or
sit at a bar or something?
If I'm waiting for someone.
Yeah.
Or if I'm watching a sports game.
Right.
Depends.
Yeah, but it doesn't...
The dynamic is different for each type of you know, girl, whether she's alone in a couple or in a larger group. And a lot of this is also kind of predicated on the guy himself. Mm-hmm. Some of our students are, like, more high energy and they're kind of naturally funny. So for them going into, like, what we call a three-set, like three sets of girls, that's easier because by him coming in, he forms the even, right? The even pair.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, that's after true. 5 minutes, the other two girls will start talking and he just starts talking to his girl because the girlfriends are giving him implicit permission to talk to their girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Two groups of girls, a little bit more difficult because if you're coming in without a wingman, you have to occupy both girls until you can slowly...
This is smart.
Yeah. Until you can, like, slowly peel away the girl that you find attractive.
Mm-hmm.
But doing it in such a way as to not disrespect her.
Mm-hmm.
But you want to do it, like, you know, make the girl, like, lean into you. If she's, like, touching your shoulder, touching your chest, because at a certain point, the other girlfriend will be like, wow, she really likes him, so I'm not going to want to cunt punt her, right? right? Girls are just like guys. They don't want to cock block their own friends.
Well, it depends. There are times.
Sometimes.
I know you're saying.
But if the guy seems cool and attractive and it seems like their girlfriend likes him because she's smiling, playing with her hair, touching him, most of the time they, you know, so long as you've been cool with her, she'll be like, hey, you guys stay here. I'm going to go to the bar.
Oh, right? Wow.
And then, like, a single solo girl. Again, a lot of this is more predicated on the student. You would think a single girl would be easy, you know, but the reality is, it requires a kind of a high level calibration because sometimes that girl, maybe she's ready to go home. And you're still kind of in that friendly, I'm going to be talkative vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And here she is, like, looking for, you know, Mr. Right Now. And here you are being, the guy's being like, I want to have fun with this conversation.
Yeah.
And then you're kind of spinning your wheels.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, in these circumstances, I think, you know, women are very unique creatures. And a lot of times depends, like, you have to, you know, see where you're at.
We are messed up creatures. I'm going to ask you guys this because this is something that we had a discussion on the other day and I still don't know. So let's say, okay, I'm dating like four guys right now. Okay. And, you know, whatever.
Four guys?
She could more, but she sort of put a cap on it.
But we'll put a cap on it, okay? But I'm a horny girl. So, okay, here's the thing. So I am playing this new game where normally I don't care. Like, whatever happens, happens. If we go on a date and we hit it off, great, we're gonna go home. And you're being like, fine. But I've tried, like, recently, I'm not doing that anymore, so I'm like, you gotta earn it, whatever, it's kind of like a fun game. But I still need to, like, do something.
Right.
So my thought was, my question the other day was, let's say I'm dating these four guys, we're not there yet, right? We're not, like, ready for that yet, but is it okay to still have sex with my fuck buddies in between? or do you know what I'm saying? Like, or is that considered, because everyone's yelling at me, they're like, you can't do that, that's wrong. Like, if I'm investing time in a girl and I find out you're doing this, that's why.
Well, that gets into that gets into a lot of relation management type of things, which we don't teach, but we do have lots of experience with these types of questions. Until you have a discussion with man or men about being exclusive or being
Then it doesn't matter, right?
It doesn't matter.
See? Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Well, that's from a woman's
perspective.
Because
I don't think a guy should ever assume that he's the one and only if there's never been discussion or explicit intent.
Yeah, I think in today's day and age, I know some guys have a problem, you know, putting wrapping their mind around it, but this is what they call the hangout and hookup culture. Mm-hmm. A lot of people just hang out and, you know, down the line hook up.
Right.
And that's just the way it is. This is, call it 21st century feminism, whatever. This is the result.
Right.
You know, I could laughingly be called a sex positive feminist, right? I am all for women being as sexually free as they choose to be. And if this is what you choose, you know, this is your right as a person. I myself, I don't right off the bat tell them like I'm a pickup artist or like a dating coach or anything like that. I will say like I'm in life coaching and over time explore that and reveal that. But they do know that, you know, this is what I do and I am not exclusive.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Because my whole thing was like,
so
you can't do that.
Answer.
They were like, you guys were like, you can't do that. But I'm like, what if it was a girl? And can I hook up with my girlfriends? And they're like, yeah, that's totally accepted.
Yeah.
So.
well, I think,
okay, fine. I'll just hook up with my girlfriends.
Yeah.
Well, I think also another thing is like with these guys that you're dating, I know some girls will do this. Is they'll date a guy like every single night just to have, like we call it bang for roof. Like they'll bang just to have a roof over their head,
yeah,
like dinner.
like I have a home.
I like my home.
Right, but like some girls are using guys, and that's something that guys have to be on the lookout for.
Right.
I think in these circumstances, whether it's you or another girl, is honest enough in saying like I am going on dates with other guys. I'm not, you know, as opposed to like some girls will act like they're in love with a man.
Yeah.
And that, so the guy plans these extravagant, like, expensive dates.
Yeah.
And they do this on purpose, to get expensive dates.
But see, I don't do that. I'm blatantly honest, which is bad.
It's bad?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, in a way, it weeds them out.
Weeds out the week.
Exactly.
You don't have to go on an expensive date. I think there's definitely a misconception there. Guys think they have to dazzle a girl with expensive dinners and things like that. We rarely recommend taking girls on dinner dates because there's a commitment there. There's like a time commitment. Like go do something fun first. Go hiking, and then if it goes well, go to dinner.
Yeah.
Like stuff like that. And obviously don't ever go on a movie date because you can't talk.
It's so stupid. You can't talk.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think when you go out to dinner also, if you don't like the person the first time, you know, there's
no
way out.
Yeah, you're like, oh, my God, okay, hurry up and eat quickly. When is dessert coming? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, from the man's perspective, it gets very expensive if you start taking every woman you meet on an expensive dinner.
But expensive is like, I mean, of course, it's L.A., so half the dumb girls there are all into that.
Yeah.
But I think for people that are actually looking for something, I look for creativity.
Yeah.
So it doesn't have to be.
For sure.
I don't care what it is. It could be just as long as you're creative. I'm like, okay. You took time to think about it. Interesting.
Right. Yeah. So, but I mean, looks matter, right? I mean, for guys, they don't matter?
No.
Really?
I don't think so. No. If you saw someone go, I did it? I love them for like who they were. I just found.
Because there's always that initial attraction.
There's something more like, it's not just about looks. It's like, I don't know, like just whatever it is. There's like, I look for more than that. It's like an attraction, yes, but it's not just about looks. It could be, you know, any. I don't know.
So it doesn't have to be a physical attraction or what?
It has to be
physical in a way.
Well, I always say that you don't have to be, you know, good looking, but you should look good.
Right.
Yeah.
You should make the effort to put yourself together.
Yeah.
Because you know, like I said, I am not a tall, dark, and handsome. But I can be short, stunning, and smooth.
I see. Okay. I'll buy that.
A lot of girls I know have had experiences where a guy comes up and initially they're thinking, oh, I'm not into him. And then he opens his mouth and starts talking.
And
he's, his personality comes out. And he's really charming or he's really confident. Like, that's sexy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So women do look for the personality and everything. But
confidence, I think, is a big thing. And I look for quieter guys.
But if initially somebody approaches you, say, at the store or something, the grocery store, wouldn't you consider his looks as well?
Well, of course, you always consider the looks. You can't help it.
Right.
But I'm saying it doesn't matter what he looks like. If he opens his mouth and is an amazing talker, like, mm-hmm. I'll stand there and talk with him. Oh, I might even go on a date with him.
Really? Yeah.
What looks does is it gets, you know, like, it opens the door. It doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to, you know, she's going to go through that door. But it's like putting the foot in the door.
Right.
Obviously, the less, you know, physically attractive you are, the more kind of hustle and game that you'll need.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the nice thing about being a guy versus being a girl. Girls give guys actually a significant amount of leeway. Mm-hmm. We guys are pretty judgmental when it comes to women. We're pretty much light switches. She turns us on or she doesn't.
Mm.
But for women, more like, call it like an oven knob. We can, you know, preheat her and turn her on.
Right.
We have that like ability or confidence. And so, you know, thank our lucky stars that we're guys, because we place so much pressure on women to conform to a certain look.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
So yes, it's important, but it is not the be all end all. Mm-hmm. It's definitely something that gives you an advantage if you have it. If you don't, there are other things that you can do to succeed.
Right. Yeah. Now, what happens if you go, like, you don't go to a club, you go to a Starbucks or something, and you see a girl that you like and stuff. How would you approach her? I mean, do you just walk up and say, hi, my name is such and such?
There's a difference between approaching during the daytime and then approaching in the nighttime.
Oh,
it's different dynamics, different expectations.
Yeah.
Like at night, it's more acceptable to touch, like touch her on the shoulder. That's more acceptable. During the day, if you came up and touched some girl on the shoulder, she'd get kind of freaked out.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Even at Starbucks, it's okay to touch her shoulder?
No.
No, it's not okay if it's during the day.
No, during the evening.
No.
I mean,
because Starbucks, you go
so Starbucks,
to relax and grab a coffee.
Right.
It's like, also think of where you are. So
right.
Like, it's circumstantial.
So you don't
you
touch them, but if you're really interested in this girl, you want to try and pick her up, right? So what do you say?
You can come up, you can do it a couple of different ways. You can come up and just be direct and be like, I think you're absolutely gorgeous, and I could not continue my day without coming over to say hi to you. Hi, my name's blah, blah, blah. I think
it
girls...
It sounds like such a line, though, you know? I mean, it seems like almost everything you're going to say, they've heard before.
No, but you know what I will have to say? What I find interesting is like, okay, let's say you're in line for something and you're like, excuse me, I have a question. All right, should I get this one or this one? You know, because
right.
I talk to anyone, I just blab anyway. Like, but it's not because I'm interested. It's just because I just really want to know.
Right.
Whereas guys, if they do it, I'm like, they could really want to know, but they're like trying to strike up a conversation.
Yeah.
And then if you keep talking, I'm like, oh, it's really funny. I'll keep talking. Fine. And then it's okay.
Uh-huh.
So maybe if you're at Starbucks, it'd be like, I really don't know. I need coffee. Which one's better, this one or this? If they're like right behind you,
right,
or something.
Yeah.
I don't. Otherwise,
I think you're underestimating just how much girls actually just get called beautiful or pretty. The girls get hollered at. They're like, damn, you're sexy. Like, you're fine. Nice booty. Like, this and that.
Right.
Rarely does a guy come up and say, I think you're absolutely stunning. I had to come say hi.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay.
Like, that's a rare event.
Really? I thought guys say that all the time. I don't know.
There's a difference between what we call kind of that genuine, authentic directness that's refreshing and novel.
Right.
As opposed to someone that is street hauling, he's like, damn, girl, look at that batonk. What's your name is? You know, kind of deal.
Yeah. So women do like to be complimented and noticed and things like that.
It has to be done in the right way.
Yeah.
The way we teach it is it should be like authentic, it should be genuine, and it should be done in a way that you're not trying to protect your ego.
Mm.
That's a lot of the time where like street hollering is, you know, the catcalling, and it's obvious it would never work
it
in a thousand
work.
Years.
Yeah.
But he can brag to his friends like, yeah, you know, like I you know, I hollered at that fine girl, but she's a bitch. She's a lesbian, total lesbian kind of deal, right?
Yeah. And he would probably never do that if he was alone. It's just when they're with friends, they can do the catcalling and stuff. Yeah.
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 This has to be done in such a way that you expect a positive result, and you're not trying to protect yourself. You just go up to her and it's like, I think you're beautiful. I'd like to get to know you. Now, is that the only way? No, but it can be very highly effective, especially if you are not a classically like handsome man, because people form kind of like mental shortcuts called heuristics, where we make a judgment like, you know, if you see a short guy, the mental judgment is that maybe he's not strong or that masculine.
Yeah.
So with the direct game, by doing that, it forces her to reevaluate him as a romantic partner, because you would not believe how many girls I've ever dated, you know, who have said that they've never dated a short guy before me.
Right.
I'm 5'5". Like, half the girls I've ever dated are taller than me.
Yeah.
Like, I love tall women, but I do have to display a you know, certain level of dominance.
Right.
And kind of that male dominance and masculinity. Otherwise, they wouldn't give me the time of day.
Yeah.
So it's like that's what helps is, you know, if you're short, if you're not classically good looking, you want to kind of buck the mold, so to speak.
Right. Yeah.
That is true, because I never thought about that. Like, I've dated someone who was my height before, but they were more like, grr, man, like, all right, yeah, what's he?
Toss you over my shoulder.
Exactly.
So, yeah, Bridget, it's like you need to devour the man.
But I am very independent, but I also need someone. I actually think it's very sexy when a guy is like, this is the law, I'm laying it down.
Yeah,
I'm
you like that?
Fine.
Yeah.
I accept.
Because I'm Italian, and I grew up like, you know, the guy should be stronger or, you know, whatever, like more of a guy.
So you expect it.
I expect it, right. But I also am very dominating myself. But
yeah,
I
that's like, what I'm saying. So,
but not bad to be put in my place.
Yeah.
I don't actually.
I think in sex, fine. Some people like to give up the control and stuff if they're very, like, in control in their lives and stuff, you know. It just, they want
to. Oh, in sex, it has to go both ways. And a lot of the time, it's my way.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. But I like it every. Like in normal conversations and stuff, like I am who I am, let me be. But I think it's so sexy when a man's like, he lets me be who I am, but then is like the man that can actually kick back and be like, what the fuck are you doing? Didn't know.
Yeah.
You know,
like a lot of guys make the mistake in the fact that if they are talking to a beautiful girl, they think they have to be nice to her in order to make her like him. Mm. In reality, that just makes her disrespect you even more. Because you're just placating, you're sacrificing yourself for this girl that you might barely know,
right.
Or you know, beautiful women are used to guys kissing their ass, but that's why they expect and that's why they're attracted to men with the real confidence to, you know, as you said, put you in your place,
right.
Because so many other guys aren't. They're just giving you gifts.
Yeah, that's kind of reverse psychology, but it makes sense, you know. Yeah. Anyway, so how can people get a hold of your program? How can they join? Where do they find out more about it?
Our website is the ABCs of Attraction. It's www.abcofattraction.com. Mm-hmm. Or they can give us a call at 1-888-689-GAME. That's 1-888-689-4263. It's toll free.
Yeah.
Or they can just shoot us an email at JT or Sarah at abcofattraction.com.
Sounds good.
Awesome.
Okay. Well, all the best to you guys.
Yeah.
Good.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for making the men better.
And everybody go check it out. It's abcofattraction.com.
Yes.
Okay. All right, guys, thanks for joining us. Brigitta, thank you.
Yeah.
And we'll see everybody tomorrow.
Bye.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Brigitta, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Brigitta is an L.A. talk radio production where we say what we want.